things are going well. They're not going so well for Kevin McCarthy over in the House, or other, or I guess the Republicans in general in the House. We'll cover that as part of our top stories, getting started right here. So yes, we've now had 6 votes for Speaker of the House. You got to remember, we haven't had even a second vote for Speaker of the House in over 100 years. And now we've had to go 6 rounds so far and still do not have a Speaker of the House. So the way the voting went down is Democrats pretty much voted 100% for Hakeem Jeffries, 212 votes for him, 201 for Representative Kevin McCarthy, and then 20 votes for Representative Byron Donalds. So, and that's how it went for the 4th, 5th, and 6th rounds. Yesterday, we mentioned that there was 19 people who voted for Jim Jordan in the 3 rounds from yesterday. 19 people voted for him. And then all of a sudden, the last round, Representative Byron Donalds switched his vote from Kevin McCarthy to Jim Jordan. And, Representative Byron Donalds is down in South Florida. So with him, I guess, switching allegiances, then today we had 3 votes in all 3 rounds. All of a sudden, Byron Donalds was now getting the recommendation. This is his second term as a congressman, by the way. So right now the chamber is adjourned until 7 o'clock our time. So about right when we're getting off the air, they'll have another vote. So I'm sure Kevin McCarthy is doing his look. Here, this is what it comes down to. Now they're starting to have discussion of, okay, so obviously Republicans won't vote for the Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries. Democrats aren't wanting to vote for either Representative Byron Donalds or Kevin McCarthy. But what if there's a more moderate Republican than even Kevin McCarthy? Would Democrats cross the aisle to vote for him? So they're starting to become discussion about that now, that maybe there'll be something like this. So got a lot to talk about pertaining to this whole ordeal coming up here later. President Biden weighing in on this, saying the world is watching. This is an embarrassment. Okay, let's back up. Israel is now going through, I believe, their 4th time of trying to organize a government, because they basically have gone through the same thing, except it's been going on for like 5 years, where they haven't been able to get an organized government in place. This happens in England all the time. And so this is like the first time it's happened here in over 100 years, but it happens in other countries on a regular basis. The college admissions scandal mastermind, Rick Singer, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. And then New Year's, unfortunately, it's a new year, and a lot of people are, looking forward to the new year, and unfortunately, a lot of people are going to start off without a job. You're starting to see Vimeo laying off 11% of its staff, Salesforce cutting their staff, Cisco cutting their staff, Goldman Sachs cutting their staff. I mean, it's just a lot of layoffs to start the year. That's very unfortunate. Update on Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills player. According to his family, his condition has improved just a little bit. So that's positive news right there. Vladimir Putin sends a warship armed with hypersonic missiles past Britain. Oh yeah, now he's just pushing buttons. Yeah. Kind of a bizarre situation right there. I got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
No major delays to report. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. We still do have a little fender bender. This is going to be on the ramp. If you are leaving I-110, getting off onto Davis, we had a fender bender there that happened around about 15 minutes ago. So just keep that in mind as you are getting off at that exit. Highway 90 is checking in clear throughout Pensacola, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We do have slowdowns on the bridge in the eastbound direction due to construction, as well as heading into Milton in the opposite direction. Heading westbound into Milton over the Blackwater River is slow moving. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Couple of texts pertaining to the House Speaker race going on and how we still have had six rounds of voting. Not one of them has been able to have enough votes to secure the Speaker of the House position. Got a text here. It's almost like two single options can't represent hundreds of people and their opinions. That's funny. Yeah, but we talk about that, like I mentioned before, with England and Israel, where they have multiple parties. They often have a very difficult time trying to choose a leader of their chamber because they have so many different opinions. They all have their person that they've put up into play. So it's even bigger problem in Britain and in Israel. Here's another text. They just need to have Trump be the speaker. It's unprecedented, but that's just what we need. Then they'd impeach Puddinhead and the Cackler. The thing is you got to remember, quietly, I would almost say even the majority of Republicans in the House don't like Trump. So they would not do that. They wouldn't do that at all. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, top 20 news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Here's a text. Do you think Trump's chances are shot as a political figure? His fault or not, I feel like that's the case. Could be because of his tweets, could be because of conspiracies. Either way, I don't see him as a viable for president or for a House win. And, I don't know if they're over. He still has a lot of support. And there's been some recent polling done in some other states that shows that he's still the front runner in the Republican Party if there were election held today. Some of these polls show that DeSantis would win, but a lot of them show him. And if DeSantis is out of the race, then Trump by far is the front runner. So I don't think it's over just yet for him. Then I guess a group of Republicans are meeting in Representative Tom Emmer's office right now. And this is, I guess, for them to try to figure out. And this is all the group. This is the group of dissenters are meeting in there right now. And then the point of the meeting is to find out what is being offered from Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy says they'll sit down and talk. He's still confident he'll get to 218, which is the number that he needs to get. You got to have 218 votes in order to be the speaker. He's at 201 right now. And so he's going to be sitting down with the minority of votes and seeing if he can try to get 17 more of them over to join him. He doesn't need all of them, just needs 17 out of the 20. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. And Bobby, we didn't hear from Congressman Matt Gaetz at the podium today. No microphones, but there were several instances today where cameras caught him in what looked to be very impassioned debates, we'll say, with House colleagues there. Would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in those conversations within earshot there, but it'll be interesting to see if word might trickle out what those conversations had to do with specifically there. But still no Speaker of the House on day two. They're supposed to reconvene at 7 o'clock our time, where I guess they'll try to vote again. Ukraine's President Zelensky says Russia is planning a major offensive against his country, warning Ukrainian citizens of new mobilization processes that Russia is preparing. The Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin remains in the ICU in critical condition, but there have been signs of improvement in his health over the last 24 hours, continuing to treat and monitor him. On his GoFundMe page for his foundation, donations nearing the $6 million mark. And Japan is offering to pay families to relocate out of Tokyo to the countryside. Starting in April, families are eligible to receive around $7,700 per child to move to less populated areas in order to help revitalize the countryside and boost the falling birth rate.
Wow. Okay. So you've got to, I assume you'd have to learn how to speak Japanese then, or I guess they're, unless you already know how to speak Japanese. I don't know how to, and I don't know if I don't want to do. You hear about this happening, like there was some small town in like Italy or something a couple of years ago. It was doing the same thing. It would offer you money if you moved over there.
Yeah, you could like buy a house for like a dollar or something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. But I don't know how well those have worked. Maybe they have. Otherwise, I guess other people wouldn't be trying to replicate it if it didn't work. So maybe it does work. Maybe there's a lot of people who are willing to pack up and move to another country and stay there for a while. So is there any restrictions on this, on like how long you have to stay or anything like that?
Didn't look into it that much, but it's not, I wasn't sure if you said another country. They're just talking about moving out to the countryside away from the city.
Oh,
so they
want
to build out, suburban and countryside areas. Cause
I got you. So they're not necessarily trying to, woo people from other countries to come there.
No, saying, this is trying to create space in Tokyo and build out away from the city.
Okay. All right. I got you. And, that's one thing I talk about here in the United States all the time, where people are like, well, we're overcrowded. And I'm like, have you driven across this country? there's a plenty of land that is undeveloped. And
overcrowded in areas where everybody wants to live in.
Maybe. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, nobody wants to live in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. That place sucks. Let's get traffic on the fives at Gracie Wolf.
We do have two vehicles on the ramp. If you were getting off of I-110 and I-10, getting off at Davis, we had a little fender bender there. They're off to the side, off to the right side, but it's right when you're getting onto the exit. So just keep that in mind. If you're getting off there, they're off to the right side, two vehicles. Other than that, we're looking good. Nothing to slow you down really on 98. The typical afternoon traffic as you leave Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is starting to form, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. On the bridge is going to be a little bit slow moving due to construction. See something else on the road? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is hosting its annual signature event, the Big Gala. It's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's going to be Saturday, January 14th. It's the biggest black tie event of the year, and we'll it'll be at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me, which is celebrating Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. So if you want tickets, call 850-433-KIDS or go to our website, newsradio923.com. And remember, proceeds from the Big Gala will support the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida's mission of getting one-on-one mentoring relationships for every child. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. So we're just talking about population in the United States. And I don't know if this is an accurate image, but somebody sent over an image. Basically, it's a line right down the middle of the United States. So it cuts off like the middle of Texas and goes all the way north. And it shows on the right side of the line, 80% of Americans live on the right side of the line. 20% of Americans live on the left side of the line. So basically west of, middle of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and west, only 20% of Americans. And I believe that probably to be true. And probably the vast majority of that 20% are all in California. California is probably 15% of that amount right there. So yeah, there's a lot of land that could be developed and grow, but we just all flock towards city centers. So We're definitely not overcrowded. Let's put it that way. And 4/5 of Americans live east of Dallas and Chicago. Yeah, that's probably true. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about the, you know, right now we don't have any congressmen getting sworn in. But when we do, there's an interesting situation that's going on. I'll talk about that next. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. Right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this from the Babylon Bee. Republican approval rating at a record high after bringing Congress to a grinding halt. So without a Speaker of the House, we cannot start swearing in members of the House. But when we do, Congressman-elect Robert Garcia will get sworn in using a Superman comic book that's worth $5 million because he learned how to read and write in English by reading Superman comic books. Informative, local, dependable. I've got coming up here in about 5 minutes. I'll give you an update on what President Biden is saying about this whole House Speaker race that's going on. So stick around for that. Speaking of which, the top three stories is that Kevin McCarthy mess drags on. Six rounds of voting so far. So far, no Speaker of the House. They've adjourned until 7 o'clock tonight, our time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And then you've got, so where it's standing right now, you have to have 218 votes in order to win the speaker, speakership. Hakeem Jeffries is actually in the lead from the Democrats, 212, then Kevin McCarthy at 202, and then Byron Donalds at 20. And then one vote was just for present. And so you've got 20 Republicans voting for South Florida Republican, second term Republican Byron Donalds now instead of Jim Jordan. Kevin McCarthy says he's going to sit down with the 20 individuals and try to solve their problems and get working together, and asked why he remains confident that he will be the speaker. He said, quote, "You see the number of votes? We have 90% of the votes. I've never seen a body where 10% is going to control the 90%. It just doesn't happen." Just clarification, he has 90% of the Republican votes. Because actually, Hakeem Jeffries has 49% of the vote overall in the House. Kevin McCarthy has 46% of the vote. And then the Byron Donalds has about 5% of the vote. So just a little clarification right there. Then other top three stories here. The new year is seeing more layoffs, unfortunately. Many companies are starting to do rounds of layoffs to start the year. And the U.S. FDA has allowed the abortion pills to be sold at retail pharmacies. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Milwaukee Bucks against the Toronto Raptors, followed by the Miami Heat against the LA Lakers. NCAA men's basketball is underway right now, actually. We already got a game. Charleston is playing North Carolina A&T. And Charleston is ranked 23rd in the country, and they are leading 43-29. That game is on CBS Sports Network. Coming up later tonight on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, number 25, Iowa State is playing Oklahoma. FS1 has number 4, UConn, playing Providence at 7:30. And then the late games on ESPN2 and FS1 will be number 17, TCU against number 19, Baylor. And then Colorado State against Nevada. Then NHL hockey is going to be on TNT tonight. Starts off at 6 o'clock with New Jersey Red Devils against the Detroit Red Wings, followed by the Tampa Bay Lightning against Minnesota. That will be at 8:30 on TNT. Then when it comes to sports news, the Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, reportedly is showing signs of improvement. And the team is going to have their begin their team meetings once again. The NFL is having ongoing conversations about how to handle the Bills-Bengals game, like whether they should just call, just scratch it, whether they should make it a tie, whether they should declare a winner, or whether they should reschedule it. Carson Wentz being benched again for the Washington Commanders. Commanders are going to start Sam Howell in the season finale. The Bears are going to sit Justin Fields, their quarterback, with the hip injury, which pretty much ends his chance of getting the single-season rushing record for a quarterback. They're going to be starting Nathan Peterman against the Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater injured his finger, so he might play, might not play against the Jets. The Dolphins went ahead and signed quarterback Mike Glennon just in case. The Jets are saying, in the meantime, they're planning on backing quarterback Zach Wilson through hell or high water. And, yeah, they say that, but let's wait and see what happens in the offseason. My guess is Zach Wilson's going to be traded away. According to sources, Rafael Devers and the Boston Red Sox have finalized an 11-year, $331 million contract extension. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We did have a fender bender. That is, if you're getting off of I-10 and I-110 on Davis Highway, two cars are off to the right side. They are still on the scene, but not causing any delays and no roadblock. But just keep that in mind as you are going onto that ramp. 29 is checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge, is slow moving in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report, again, brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the President Biden weighing in on the House Speaker situation. 6 rounds of votes now, still no House Speaker. You can't swear in new members of Congress until you have a House Speaker. And obviously, you can't start discussing legislation or anything like that until you have a House Speaker. You can't start working on the budget or anything like that. So President Biden told reporters today on the White House lawn that the speakership race has become embarrassing. Quote, "I just think it's really embarrassing. It's taking so long. The world's watching. We need to get our act together. What I'm focused on is getting things done." Fox News' Peter Ducey asked him if he's enjoying the GOP public debate, and he said, "It's not a good look, not a good thing. This is the United States of America, and I hope they get their act together," end quote. So he's one of the few who's not really gloating over this. A lot of Democrats, you go online, boy, they are excoriating the Republicans and kind of gloating and kind of showing that they don't know how to lead and things like that. But here's the thing. A couple of things I was thinking about this. One is, he says it's embarrassing, it's taking so long, the world's watching, they need to get their act together. Well, I'm thinking, but this is that mentality, that phrasing is along the lines of that many Republicans are saying right now is, what's wrong with you 20 people? Just get on board. Just get on board with us, right? Play the game. That's what they're saying. And Biden's the same way. He's saying, what's wrong with them? Play the game. Kevin McCarthy's got the majority of the leadership. You just get on board. And that these 20 individuals, that's the point they're trying to make, is we don't want to just be lockstep into just following this. It's this guy's turn or that person's turn or whatever it is. And we want somebody who represents better. So I to me, I'm like, I understand where they're coming from. And I think it's good for them to try to come up with some sort of concessions from the speaker. Or from Kevin McCarthy to try to get things done. Now, at the same time, President Biden is continually saying, what I'm focused on is getting things done. And then later on he reiterated that again on the White House lawn, that he just wants to get things done. Interestingly enough, earlier today, Republican Party posted In 2022, Joe Biden spent 146 days on vacation. That's 40% of the year. Oh, well, hey, President Biden, the world is watching. We need to get our act together. I thought you were focused on getting things done. You can't do that much when you're spending 40% of the year on vacation. Oy vey. Yeah, by the way, so 146 days on vacation 2022. President Trump, who was criticized for going on vacation a lot as well, he spent a little over 360 days on vacation for his full 4 years, not just 1 year. In 1 year, Biden has already spent half of that almost. Last year, he had about 80 or 90 days. So he's already at over 250 days on vacation in his first 2 years alone. Now, that being said, in full moment of transparency, President Trump, like I said, 300 plus days. President Obama was well over 300 plus days as well, but that was over 8 years. The most egregious one in recent history by far, George W. Bush. In his 8 years, he was over 1,000 days on vacation. Now, granted, he was those vacation days, and I put that in air quotes, were often at his ranch in Texas where he actually did work, but they counted them as vacation days because he wasn't in the White House. So that's kind of a different thing, but I'm sure even when Joe Biden's at Martha's Vineyard, I'm sure he's still doing work too. But I just think it's funny when he's trying to criticize what's going on in the House right now and saying the world's watching. We need to get our act together. What I'm focused on is getting things done. I'm like, you spent 40% of the year last year, an election year, by the way, on vacation. Hypocrisy. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Here's a text. Wish they had the same enthusiasm back in November 2020. Embarrassing. This is taking so long, though. I think a lot of people are feeling like that. I got one thought about that. First, I'm going to read this text. If you have 80 surgeons all performing a surgery that you and another doctor believe could kill the patient, should you just play the game? I applaud them for standing up for what they believe. So that's what I wanted to bring about. I want to bring up this last point that somebody text made, that it's embarrassing that it's taking this long. And that's what you're getting from a lot of people saying it's disorganized. So I will say this. Somebody asked me, Bobby, if you were the congressman, what would you do? And I've already said I would not vote for Kevin McCarthy. But here's the thing. You would have to wait until... Like, you can't wait until the last minute to do this, to decide, well, now I'm going to do this. When Kevin McCarthy was already the GOP leader, in order to create a coup, essentially, which is what it is, in the party, you have to build that up for months, months and months and months. Rick Scott tried to do the same thing. Rick Scott was kind of trying to build up support, but I don't know how much he was trying to build up support behind the scenes. Like, hey, if I run for Speaker of the House, if I run for Senate Majority Leader, will you support me? You know, how many of these commitments he was able to get. You do all this stuff behind the scenes months and months and months leading up to now. You don't wait until the last minute and go, yeah, now that we're doing it, I'm not going to vote for you. And I feel like that's what these 20 people, from everything I've been reading about it, there was no coordinated effort. It was just them deciding we're just not going to vote for this guy. And it's like, well, who else are you getting to join, you know, to agree with you? Nobody. How long have you been talking about this with other people? Never. Like, wait, what? Okay, well, in that case, you know, if you didn't put the work in months and months and months ahead of time, then you really don't have a leg to stand on here. So look, when it's all said and done, Kevin McCarthy probably will be the speaker, barring some crazy twist that we don't see right now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. We are checking in clear on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge, is going to see everyday afternoon traffic in the eastbound direction. Other than that, we are looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the House adjourned this afternoon after a sixth round of voting for House Speaker, and there still isn't one. They'll go back at 7 o'clock our time. What do you think, one vote, maybe two?
Wait, what's that?
I said one vote, maybe two, coming up tonight.
My guess is one vote. Because then after that, then they'll, if it's still that locks, 20 people, he needs 17 more votes. And if he doesn't get the 17 more votes, then, my guess he's going to realize he's got work to do. And either he's got work to do or Republicans are going to have to come up with somebody else that both sides will be able to support. Byron Donalds isn't it. Jim Jordan's not it. Well, who else would it be that could convince other Republicans to say, yeah, I think this is the person that we could support. That's what I think.
They'll go back at 7 o'clock. The man behind the Varsity Blues college admissions cheating scandals receiving 3.5 years in federal prison, Rick Singer, worked with celebrities including Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman to get corrupt school officials and coaches to admit their kids into prestigious universities. The new Omicron subvariant is the most contagious type of COVID you can get, according to the World Health Organization. However, it also notes that the variant doesn't seem to make people any sicker. Finally, the Mega Millions jackpot moving closer to the $1 billion mark. The jackpot climbed to $940 million after no one matched all six numbers to win the big prize last night. But Bobby, I'm concerned because just today we had a woman in Gulf Breeze win $1 million. I fear that she may have stolen your mojo. I don't know that we get two local winners in this brief period of time here.
I saw that as well, off a scratch-off ticket. Yeah. She got $1 million off of it, so there you go. She stole the thunder, apparently.
Yep.
So, all right, thanks, Joe. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There was a study done at looking at vehicles. It wasn't that long ago that people would look at a vehicle, and the goal was see if you could get it over 100,000 miles. Now, which was basically the lifespan of a typical car from the 1970s. Now, most people believe that cars should go over 200,000 miles. We talked about this before. I've had cars go over 200,000 miles. You have. Some have had over 300,000 miles. So somebody looked at over 2 million cars, IC cars, looked at over 2 million cars on the road between January and October of last year. And they tried to look at the ones that had the most miles on average. So these are the cars with the most likelihood to go the longest. So when you look at sedans and hatchbacks, the Toyota Avalon led, followed by the Chevy Impala, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, and the Lexus GS. SUVs, the Toyota Sequoia, the Land Cruiser, and then the Chevy Suburban came up tops. Pickup trucks, Toyota Tundra, Honda Ridgeline, Toyota Tacoma, followed by the Nissan Titan, and then the Ford F-150. And for our electric cars, it's pretty much the Model S, followed by the Toyota Leaf. Nissan Leaf, excuse me. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
New York has become the sixth state to legalize human composting. Now, when I first read this, I just thought it meant using human excrement for your compost. No. They're talking about using human remains. Like, after you die, then you could be cremated into an organic and being used in organic composts. What? They're the sixth state to legalize this, by the way.